So Dancing with the Stars kicks off soon.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa Gilbert, Donald Driver, I don't know who that is. Roshan Fagan, I don't know who that is. Gavin DeGraw, no clue. Sherry Shepherd, I don't know who that is. Gladys Knight, know her. Maria Menounos, no clue. Martina Navratilova. What? Martina Navratilova,
I know who all these people are.
Jack Wagner. The most famous guy on the list, Jaleel White. Urkel. Remember Urkel from Family Matters?
Oh, who doesn't?
He's on the phone, so he's going to hear this. This must be just ringing through his head all day long.
Dude.
Did I do that? What a horrible life. Just people walking up to you every moment of your adult life saying, Did I do that?
Joining us on the phone right now. Dude. Yo, Jaleel White. Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
So, Dancing with the Stars, is this a goof for you, or are you going to take it seriously?
Everybody wants me to talk about winning, and, you know, really, I just want to go out and have a good time. I don't think it'll be a competition until halfway through, and hopefully I can be one of the people that are still standing there.
Has anyone from Dancing with the Stars brought up the idea of maybe having you come out one night dressed up in your Urkel suspenders?
Every night. If I'm producing that show, every single dance.
I mean, I think it's funny, man. I mean, anytime I do something, there's always like a twist on things that I didn't expect, and this is that twist. If anybody could tell me how I can do that and not get penalized by the judges, you know, maybe I'd be open to some kind of homage, absolutely. But other than that, man, I'm really going to go out there and try to dance my best. And live up to the champions that have come before me.
You just be like Mocha, like a couple seconds of mashed potato, then bust out Urkel.
Shut up!
Right, I'm sure that would give me a nice big fat four from Lynn.
So with Dancing with the Stars, at what part of filming are you at right now? Have you guys even started?
You know, we haven't really, all we've been doing is just doing rehearsing. So, that's a very, very intrusive process because you got a camera there the entire time. So if you fall in rehearsal, if you do anything, you turn an ankle or whatever, they got it right there on camera. So that's kind of different, you know, learning how to do these things on camera. People are literally seeing your entire learning process.
All right, so the show that you were on back in the day, Family Matters, it's been off the air since 1998. Mm-hmm. And anytime your name comes up, people automatically think of your character, Steve Urkel. Does that bug you that people still bring it up to this day?
Stop asking about it.
Well, I gotta know.
No, not really. it was a great paying gig. It was a fun gig. People brought their entire families, man. And, you know, it was like, you know, to be able to go on TV every week and you know, pretty much guaranteed, you know, you're going to have good laughs for people. You know, it's still the greatest gig I've ever had. And, you know, I'm chasing it, you know, and I'm sure I can top it. But, you know, I have to get myself in the right opportunity to do so.
Playing a guy like Urkel when you're young is kind of fun, but like when you're a grown man and you're in a bar and you're with like a lady and some D-bag just walks up and starts doing the, did I do that? Like that's, you just gotta get murderous, right?
I don't think it matters how you're famous. If you're famous, you don't want to be in any bar past 1:30 a.m.
Kiss 92.5, the Roz and Mocha Show. Mm-hmm. On the phone with Jaleel White. Of course, we all know him from Family Matters back in the day.
Urkel.
Played Urkel. Dude, you must have made a ton of money
Maybe not.
Are you still banking on that show now?
Yeah, no, I did very well, and I continue to work. You know, I'm a game show host now, man. I got my new game show coming out on Sci-Fi, Total Blackout. I got Psych coming out next week on USA Network. That's going to be a really fun episode. You know, I've never stopped working, man. We just have 1,000 channels, so I'm just happy people still have me around.
Come, dude, I saw TMZ had you in a parking lot. You drive a $200,000 car.
I mean, again, man, I'm like, I try to, you know, tap dance around a lot of the financial stuff, to be quite honest. I don't really hear people asking Neil Patrick Harris and some of these other people about what they drive and where they live and how much money they still have. So, you know, I'm very grateful for the money that I've earned, but I really hope that people enjoy the entertainment that I give them more.
Yeah, and you know, hold on. You know what was in the trunk of that $200,000 car, Mocha?
What?
The trunk was full of season 2 DVDs of Family Matters.
No, get out of here!
You caught me. Yeah, no, they had just given them to me, and I had the box there, and I really wasn't expecting the horde of paparazzi, to be quite honest. I don't have anything against paparazzi. They're funny for the most part. And I just looked in my truck, and I was just like, Hey, I'll give him one. It was the first guy who smiled at me, I just gave him a BBB.
You guys got Degrassi down there. There's a big story with Degrassi of Wheels. The guy who played Wheels died, and when he died 5 years ago, he was completely broke. And then it's slowly coming out that these kids, who were all high school kids, it was a non-union shoot, and they made nothing. They made no money.
You know, you are who you work for. That's why I always speak in terms of just being grateful. You know, if you work for Jerry Bruckheimer, you're probably going to get paid well. You know, I worked for producers who were titans in the business, pretty much everybody, whether it was me, the Olsen twins, or, you know, Suzanne Somers or Patrick Duffy, whomever. You know, they were all compensated well, and people have enjoyed our shows for years. So, you know, you are who you work for, and I'm just lucky to work for some really great producers.
All right, Jaleel White, before we let you go, give us the details on Dancing with the Stars and when it starts and everything.
March 19th, man. It's going to be a fun two-hour special. I'm really honored to be a part of this cast in particular. I mean, you name it, from Donald Driver to Sherry Shepherd to Melissa Gilbert. I mean, just a wonderful group of people. I really enjoy it. We're already pranking each other on the studios. You know, we're having a good time. People should just tune in, man, because I really think this particular season you're going to see some real talent. I think people are really going to put their all into their dances, and everybody in this cycle has worked in show business for years. So, you know, that's why I'm kind of staying on my P's and Q's when people are like, hey, are you going to win it? I'm like, hey, man, look, I just want to represent, you know, represent my cause well enough, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, Maury. Oh, hang on. Jaleel, our producer, Dammit Maury, has a question for you.
I've always wanted to know, are you related to Betty?
Dammit Maury.
Oh, my God.
Just ruin an interview.
Jaleel White, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
All right, man.